Hi, and welcome to the weekly podcast with Jonathan Doyle. Want a boost to get your week underway? Well, welcome aboard. You're in the right place. Sometimes it only takes a single good idea to change your future, and today could be that day. So sit back, relax, and prepare to go to the next level with Jonathan Doyle.
Well, hi there, I'm Jonathan Doyle. Welcome to the weekly podcast. Great to have another week's opportunity to be talking to you personally. I've just taken the kids around the lake in the running pram. It's 3 degrees Celsius here at the moment. So it's great. It helps the kids to be really quiet because basically they have hypothermia. So now that's done, I'm here with you. Got a couple of really interesting little ideas that I hope are going to get your week underway really powerfully. What I want to share this week is simply that you have more control than you actually think. Now, just give me a few seconds to unpack this. I want to suggest to you that for most of you listening to this, I reckon there's at least one area of your life at the moment where you think you really can't change anything. Now, I know that when I'm talking, you could be a student listening to this, you could be a company director, you could be in any kinds of different sort of life experiences, but regardless of that, most of us tend to see a couple of areas of our life where we just can't change anything. And this is what we call learned helplessness. And some of you would have heard about this. Learned helplessness studies are kind of when rats in laboratory experiments get zapped every time they do something, they eventually kind of just curl up into a ball and they completely stop trying. And there's always people that have just been knocked down and things haven't worked, and you get to a point where you just think, well, that's it. I'm never going to try again. I want to really challenge that this morning. I want to suggest that there is an area of your life where you've probably been telling yourself particular stories. And that's what we do in our life. We often tell ourselves elaborate stories about why certain things can't happen. So if you listen to this interior dialogue, I know if there was one thing I could give you with all the weekly podcasts, and it's been a massive revelation for me, is this whole area of cognitive behavior, of what's going on inside this endless day in, day out conversation in your head. Now, the most happy, vibrant, successful people in the world just tend to have really interesting, positive internal dialogue, and we want to get there. So when you're thinking about an area you can't change, you've got to listen for the dialogue that's saying things like, well, there's nothing I can do, or this is just how things are, or, you know, there's nothing I can change. You got to catch yourself saying those things. And when you hear them, that's where you go to work. Now, let's take a very quick detour. I want to tell you that there will be times in life where you actually can't change anything. Well, you almost can't change anything. Let me explain. There's going to be some times when you're going to face genuine powerlessness. And I want to give you an example. Just recently, my precious little boy, who's still very young, developed something called croup. And some of you would have heard that. It's a breathing difficulty that can get very serious. So a couple of months ago, I find myself in an intensive care ambulance with my precious little boy, and he's not breathing properly. We ended up in hospital for, you know, days, and it was just the most confronting and traumatic experience. And it was a genuine experience of sort of powerlessness. I couldn't do anything to change the situation. Well, I couldn't really do anything except one thing, which was what? Choose my response. Choose how I conducted myself in the midst of that. And friends, I'll be very honest with you. It was a truly traumatic experience. As any man listening to this knows, if you've got kids, that's one of the most powerful experiences of powerlessness you'll have in life, is when something happens to your kids. But what I'm doing with this, where I'm going with this little story, is that even in the midst of genuine powerlessness, there's one thing you can always do. Now, concentrate. The one thing you can always do is choose your response. You can actually choose how you respond to the most confronting circumstances. And look, I'll give you the best example. The famous book by Viktor Frankl, Man's Search for Meaning. Now, I read this years and years ago, and I just came across it. I've actually read it 3 times. If you don't know the story, it's a life-changing book. Viktor Frankl, Man's Search for Meaning. Very simple story. He was arrested by the Nazis. All his family was killed in the concentration camps, and he survived Auschwitz. He saw the most unspeakable things happening. And the way he got through it was to tell himself that he could just picture himself one day lecturing. He was a psychiatrist. He could see himself lecturing university students about the messages that he'd learned and the things that he discovered in this incredible place of suffering. So do you know what he did? He attached a meaning to what was happening, and he told himself a very particular kind of story. But he was able to choose his response to what was happening. And in his book, he calls this the last of the human freedoms. options, the ability to choose your response, because that's the one thing that no one can ever take from you. You think about Auschwitz, right? And he talks about this in the book. They can take everything from you. They can take your clothes, your family, your position, your possessions, and they can strip you naked, starve you, beat you, traumatize you, everything taken from you. Except Frankl would say one thing, the capacity to choose your response. So let's tie this up now. Where is the area in your life at the moment where you're telling yourself there's nothing you can do? I want to suggest there's two things you can do, and I want you to maybe write these down. So you got to work with me each week on the podcast. Think about how this relates to a specific situation in your life. What's an area in your life right now where you're telling yourself very particular stories? I can't get that promotion, or I can never leave this job. The family, we need the money. Or you're a student, you're going, well, I can never make that team, or I can't get this result in my study. What is the area you're telling yourself a story? Now, once you think about what that is for you, the next thing I want you to do is tell yourself, come on, seriously, if you really could do something, what is it? Because there's always something you can do. Now, the thing you might have to do could be confronting, exhausting, really challenging, but it is possible. It is possible. You have to believe that. Friends, I have seen it in my own life. I have been telling myself all sorts of stories for years about different things. And just lately, I'm like, I don't have to believe those anymore. I'll give you a classic example. I'm going to wrap this up quickly because I want to respect your time in the weekly podcast and get you underway nice and quickly. You know, this morning, I'm upstairs and there's so much work to do and there's all sorts of important things I deal with in business and, you know, all this crazy stuff. But you know what? My little girl goes back to school today. And I just said, I said to her yesterday, I'm going to take you to preschool this morning. So I'm thinking to myself, but I need to go to the office and do all this. And I just went, you know what? It'll work out. I can choose how I'm going to think about this. And I can choose to put her first and just to relax. And I actually suddenly went, hang on, I actually have power here. I can choose this. Well, people are like, well, that's nice for you, Jonathan. You don't have to go to a... Well, friends, you'll have something similar. And so let's wrap this up. What is the thing that you can do in your circumstance? And if you feel like there's nothing you can do, well, you can still choose your response. You can still choose your response. So friends, there's some heavy stuff there. This is a little bit more philosophical this week than normal, but hopefully still practical. What stories are you telling yourself? What can you actually do? And what could you choose to believe? Because no one can ever take from you your capacity to choose a great response. Now, I hope you're writing some of that down. I hope you've given yourself a couple of action steps. Write down the challenge you're facing. Write down the stories that you're telling yourself about it, and then write down what you can actually do. You know what? I'm actually going to do this myself. I'm motivated listening to this. I'm actually going to go away, get about 10, 15 minutes this morning when the dust settles, and I'm going to write these things down, and I'm going to work out a strategy. So one last time, watch the challenge you're facing. What's the story you're actually telling yourself? Because the story is probably not true. What's the things you can actually do? And what's the response or the beliefs that you could actually choose if you actually think you can't do anything? But I want to challenge that because I actually think you can. All right, friends, that's it. Hope it's been helpful. I'm Jonathan Doyle. If you want to track us anywhere else, you can find us on fbjonathan.com. That's our Facebook page, fbjonathan.com. We have a whole bunch of very exciting new content about to come out. Some really interesting stuff in the next few months that's going to come out online that is going to blow people away. You're going to love it. I'm Jonathan Doyle. This is the Weekly Podcast. See you next week.
Well, there you go. Another powerful idea to create real change in your life from Jonathan Doyle. Make sure you post your comments in the box below the podcast or add your comments by finding Jonathan on iTunes. Want to find out more about Jonathan's books, products, or speaking events? Then visit him at fbjonathan.com. Now get out there and live the life you were made for, and have a great week.